guess tomorrow is Ram Navami, appearance day of Lord Ramachandra, and also when what did I do with the handkerchief? Oh, here it is. And when Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram, opened Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Blessings for that. So,
please therefore worship Lord Ramachandra on this day, and by remembering him, his pastimes, by fasting, by feasting, and praying to him also to be blessed with a kind of devotion like that of the residents of Vrindavan. Cannot get that kind of devotion by becoming an associate of Lord Ramachandra, but you can get that devotion by being blessed with Lord Ramachandra. So Vaishnavas, they want everyone's blessings. Srila Prabhupada, when he had Srila Prabhupada's father would ask sadhus to bless his son to become a maidservant or an assistant of Srimati Radharani. So even though many of those sadhus weren't necessarily Vaishnavas, but still Prabhupada's father asked them for their blessings. What then to speak of different forms of Godhead who are in that sense not different than Krishna, and we also want their blessings so that we can become real devotees in their original form. Unfortunately, you can't do this type of puja in other parts of the world because you don't get these flowers elsewhere. I wish you did. So tomorrow we have an opportunity for Ram Navami, Ram Nam. And particularly because Lord Ramchandra is also worshipped as Maryada Purushottama. He's very strict, and in order to be successful in spiritual life, we also have to be very strict. In Vrindavan, people try to externally display the spontaneous devotion that Rupa Goswami wrote about, but without ever having strictly follow the principles, but that's just becomes a show, and it won't bear any fruit. It's like plastic flowers, silk flowers. They may look nice, but they have no smell, and they have no real value. You can only offer real flowers. Because similarly, you can't offer make-believe devotion. You can't have flowers without seeds. I mean, not seeds may not look like flowers, but they grow to be flowers. But similarly, by strict following principles of pure devotional service, then flowers naturally come, and Lord Ramachandra is a real example for us to really be strict followers. And then in due course of time, all other things will also come. If you take care of the seed, then it will sprout. And if you take care of the creeper, then it will grow. There's no mystery to it. That's why Prabhupada didn't make a big thing out of it. That's the way things happen. That's the way they happen. Hare Krishna.